Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected, Art.
Oh, okay, yeah. Let me add her back on.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was just asking me. I guess he dropped it.
No, it was weird. It just went silent. Like, I was talking to you guys, but I couldn't hear anything coming back from the other side.
She'll call in. I don't know, something happened to drop the phone, but
no worries. We can get started in the meantime. So I know the business is R&R Construction. Are you incorporated or an LLC by chance?
No.
It's just R&R Construction.
Yeah, but you know, she's been on my case for a few months about this. You know, you got to move up with the time. I said, well, no, I've never had to. Always been good. I put out cards the first year, and then just work is, I mean, I've always had two jobs ready before I even got done.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You know, everybody's making it quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're right, and she was right for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, times have changed, you know? And it's just, people, we live in a world of, like, instant gratification. Like, I got a project I want to do. I want to get these rooms painted. Baby's due in a couple of weeks. I'm pulling out my phone. I promised my wife I'm going to find somebody, you know? And then I'm calling guys. And that's just how it works. You know, that's just the world that we live in nowadays. And it's like, if you don't show up for that customer that's doing the search, you're just missing out on easy opportunities, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So all we want to do is connect you with those people. Make sure that they're seeing you guys. We want to put the things in place for them to be able to get a hold of you. That way you're not missing those jobs.
Okay, now she's on the other line, so
okay.
Let me see. How do I merge her?
I think you just hit the green button, or there might be an option to add both of them.
Okay, hold on. Let me try this. Okay, hello?
Hello?
Hi, Anna.
Okay. Okay, right. Here we are.
Sponsor there.
Yeah, I know. I was telling him, I was like, I was talking to you guys, but I don't think you could hear me because I wasn't getting anything back. All right, so I was telling him, I'm going to create the Google business profile for you. I have the form here.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to fill this out. Now, I'm going to have both of you as the owners. I imagine moving forward, I'll probably be communicating with both of you at some point. Our company will.
Yeah.
But what's the last name?
Ramos, R-A-M-O-S.
Okay. And we're going to send you a receipt and everything in writing, okay? So that way you have documented everything we're doing for you and for the price and moving forward. So what's your business email address?
We go by our personal emails.
Okay.
Can you give us your email?
Yes, it's Art mm-hmm. with a capital A.
Okay.
Ramos.
Ramos.
5440.
5440.
@gmail.com.
All right, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. That's good. Okay. Art Nana Ramos. Okay. Now you can have one phone number on your Google business profile, and same thing with Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, all the online listings we create for you, the website. So do you guys want to use this number we're on right now? Art's number?
That's fine.
Okay, so 256-490-1216.
Yeah.
Okay. We could offer a tracking number, too. It'll make it easier for you, Art and Anna, where if they dial the number, it'll forward to your phone in real time, but you could save that number in your phone as, like, potential lead. So that way you know it's somebody calling you from your advertising.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a good way to keep track of all the customers that are coming specifically from us, so that way you guys can evaluate your return on investment from the services each month.
So I don't have a tracking number, and that will tell us that it's from Google.
Yeah, it'll tell us that it's a lead. So, like, they had, we'll put the tracking number on the listings on Facebook, on Google, on Bing with your business. So if they dial that number, it's going to automatically forward to Art's phone in real time, just like if he's dialing Art's number. But on Art's phone, his caller ID system will say potential lead because they'll have that number saved in his phone as potential lead. So that way he knows it's not like a spam call or a random number. This is somebody that called from his advertising for the business, or basically a job opportunity coming through.
Great.
Yeah. You guys want to do that?
I think it'll work.
Yeah, it helps a lot. I mean, I can't tell you, almost every one of my clients has been opting into it, but it is an optional thing. So that's why I'm saying, do you want it? I recommend it, but I still got you guys have final say on everything.
Sure, I think that'll be a good thing.
Okay, I'll get one of those right away. So they'll send that to you right away, too. Like right as I sign you up here, it'll come through. And then, let me see here. Google's going to send this postcard to you in the mail. They want to verify your location. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I have seen some listings online for you guys where you do. It looks like you do business from home, and that's okay. We could hide your address if you'd like, but we do need to send that postcard to you in the mail to verify your company. So what's the business street address?
Go ahead, babe.
5380
mm-hmm.
Bristow,
B-R-I-S-T-O-W. Okay.
Cove.
Okay, I found it. 35956?
Correct.
Okay. There's no, like, apartment or suite number to that, right? It says
no.
Residential. Okay. All right. All right. Save. Okay, and then do you guys want me to hide your address so that way it just says city, state, and zip on the listing, or are you okay with that being displayed?
I think that's good.
You want me to hide it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say Boaz, Alabama, 35956.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and save. All right, and then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Oh, boy. I don't know, 7 to 4.
7 to 4? Okay, are we going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too, Art?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. You want to go Saturday and Sunday by appointment only? So they could still call you, but it's up to you if you want to.
Yeah, no, they can still call
the
weekend.
Okay, so I'll go Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, and then Saturday and Sunday is by appointment only.
Yeah.
And then I'll put open for phone calls, just not actual work hours. Or not, yeah, that way they're not calling for just the work hours. I mean, I want them to not call you because it's 4 o'clock and it looks like you're closed.
Right.
Okay. And then can you guys accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I'm sure we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Put cash checking card. Save. If it's an issue, I mean, I'm sure you could hash it out with them once you get out to the job. That's just a convenience thing. But I like to put on the card section, additional fees may apply, just in case the merchant processing wants to charge you guys a fee. It's not on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can add that on top of their bill so they cover that. Okay. And then... All right, so I have your account created. We're going to build a website for you. Do you have a logo at all for the business, or have you accumulated any? You do?
Yeah, we have a business card.
Okay.
There's a little logo. It's a house. Honey, do you want to send him a picture of the business card?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a good test here because, like I said, I gotta see how savvy you guys are and being responsive with this stuff, you know? It's important,
well,
though. You need that in order to make this stuff work, you know? You got to be able to do these kind of things, so.
We are kind of happy with our little logo.
The logo, you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. R&R is a good thing, you know. I see R&R and I start relaxing. I'm like, R&R. Rest and recover.
Guys, we'll worry for you.
Yeah, there you go. Man, that's a good slogan. We can put that on the website. We'll do the worry for you.
Okay, and where do I send the cards?
Okay, I texted you. There's an email. Okay. There's an email address in your text messages, and if you click on that email, it'll go into a section where you can start sending things, and then you got to go to your photo album and gather the picture of the card that you just took. And send it over. And so moving forward, too, that's an email that you'll continue to reference. Same thing with Anna. For Anna, if you guys have, like, jobs that you've worked on over the years where you have, like, before and after pictures, like, this is what it looked like before I painted it, this is what it looked like when we finished, I highly recommend you send those in, as many of them as possible, because those are things that we're going to want to display on your website, on your Google business profile, so people know what kind of work you're capable of. Those hands that you talked to me about are capable of. And we'll attach those to the listing so they could see that. Okay. So by the time they call you, you guys don't have to sell yourself to them. They'll basically say, hey, I seen you did this. Can you do this? You repeat that over here. make your life a little easier.
You'd be all right.
So send them in, as many as you have, you know, we'll thread through them and, you know, we'll pick the best ones, but at the end of the day, you have final say too, if you're like, hey, I want this main one, but we definitely need the logo and we need some pictures for content with a personal touch.
Okay. I sent it over.
All right. Let's see what we got. We got it. I got an SMS from you. You sent it via text message. but that's that.
When it comes to technology, now that I cannot help you with.
Okay.
My wife.
Okay. That's fine. I just need one of you. And that's the key, you know, and obviously collaborate. Okay. I do see the images came through. They were texted to us, though. I got the images. And just moving forward, if we can make sure, or if you can have Anna help you, you know, make sure to send them to the email and not the text message, because sometimes the texted ones, they get like pixelated and they get like fuzzy, and we don't want to have that showing up as like your logo. I want to make sure.
Honey, send me the picture of the card.
There you go.
And I'll email it to him.
There you go. What's your phone number, Anna?
786.
Okay.
547.
547. 0062. Okay. Update.
And
I'll
my
send you
email
the email. Oh,
is
I was
Anna
going to send you the email because when you send it, it'll come through already. Like, we'll get your number and your email with it. Yeah. So that's why I was getting your number here. I just texted over the same email address for you. But we're looking good, you guys. I have the whole profile set up here. So this is a good test, though, for us to know that we'll be able to get these things from you. And I know it'll make me feel a lot better that it's going to work for you guys. Because my only concern is, like, if I sign somebody up and we find out later, like, hey, this wasn't a good fit for them, that kills me. And the only time it's not a good fit is if it's like one of those clients that's not proactive. You know, I've seen it time and time again. It's like if we can't be responsive and communicate and get everything up and running in a timely manner and then also being responsive to the customers, that's where we start having issues. And even our own CEO has fired some companies from being on the first page because we're like, hey, it's not working out, you know, and there's no sense
where
to keep trying to beat this horse.
Where I'm sending the card is at Photos@localsplash?
Splash, correct. Photos@localsplash.com.
Okay. Honey, let me see if I have a card on me, because you didn't send me the picture of the card.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of the card.
No, I didn't get it.
Well, I'll just... Yeah.
It's okay. I have another one.
I got a picture of it, but just from the email, but or not from the email, from the text messages. I just want to make sure that we'll do this as like a beta test, because moving forward, this is kind of how we're going to have to get content from you guys. Even on the new jobs we're bringing in, you know, before and after photos, send those pictures in. We want to keep documenting that stuff, so that way people can see what you guys are doing out there and what you're capable of. Because starting out, you're not going to have reviews or much to, for them to go off of, you know, when we first get it up and running. It's really just going to be, we need to promote your work and his experience. You know, we'll put on the website, he's been doing it for a long time, and we'll get the exact number during the client interview, but we need to put all those credibility factors up there. He's got the license, he's got the insurance, he's registered, he's fully legitimate, has 20 years or 20 plus years experience. You know, those are all things that we're going to try to highlight until those reviews start coming in.
Okay.
All right, and then while you're doing that, Anna, and I got Art on the line, is there a preferred time tomorrow where we can do your client interview?
No, not anytime.
Anytime? Okay. So I have these hour windows. It doesn't always take an hour. It's usually about 30 to 45 minutes. We've already done a lot of the lengthier part of it, but they have hour windows. So it could be any time between 9 a.m. Central, and then the last one is at 5 and 6 o'clock CT tomorrow.
Yeah.
The only time we can't do is 2 to 3.
Yeah, everything, no, that'll work.
Which one do you think? You want to go like 9 a.m. first thing in the morning, or?
Yeah.
I'm a morning person myself, so I like to do all the heavy lifting when my energy tank is at its peak. All right. So local splash, client interview. I'm gonna schedule an appointment for you guys. I'm gonna send it to your emails, and then I'll also send a text message over to Anna. 1 hour before. So it's going to come through at 8 a.m., Anna. Hopefully it doesn't wake you up.
8 a.m. Central Mountain Time? Right?
Yeah, Central. It's going to be your time, yeah.
Okay.
Is that too early?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, I could take your number out of there and I could only send it to Art if you want. But yeah.
No, it's okay.
Okay. And it's going to be with a different representative from our company. So usually the process, what they do is they'll have me call and introduce you to them, and then they'll come on and walk you through it. But if I'm on a call or downstairs getting coffee because it's 7 a.m. here, I do that often, then they'll just go ahead and call you directly. So you just get a live call from our representative. And they'll say, hi, I'm calling in regards to your client interview, get your Google business profile set up. And I'll just dive right into
it.
Okay. And then I'm going to have them call Art's phone number. That's what we have as the business line. Unless you guys want me to do Anna's number. You tell me.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Do you want me to call Art or Anna in the morning for that interview?
Whoever.
Okay.
I think Art has probably most of the answers, but I'd like to be on the call if that's okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we could do it just how we're doing it now. And I'll let them know that too. But we'll have it the same way. Maybe we'll just call Art because we have him as the business line too that's going to be published. So he's kind of like the main number on the account. And then if we want to just patch you in, Like we did right now, we could just patch you in and dive into it together.
Sure.
Okay.
In case, you know, I could answer some questions or
yeah.
help my husband answer the question.
Yeah, I love that. You got a good backbone there, Art. Yeah. I try to nudge my wife along, like, come on, help me out. She's like, no, that's your department. This is my department. I'm like, all right, fine. All right, I got it. Yeah, that's good.
We're a team.
Yeah, teamwork is what it's all about. You guys got to be able to go through it together. My wife compartmentalizes things. So it's like they have these key words they say, and she goes, oh, that's John. Here you go. Talk to him. Yeah. All right, so I got you guys all squared away. That's locked in for tomorrow. And then, did we get the emails, Anna? Are the
yeah,
business
yeah,
cards?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Getting that ready. All done.
Okay. And once I see that come through, then I know you guys, it'll make me feel better. And I know you guys will be a good fit for it, and I'll go ahead and sign you up here. Send them?
I'm trying to. I don't know why okay. It's not going through.
You might need to type it out, too. It's possible that if you save the photo he sent you first, so you have to hit the save on the picture.
Tell me again the address.
Email?
Where I'm
okay.
Texting.
So it's photos, P-H-O-T-S. Photos. Mm-hmm. And then you have
photos.
To do the at sign. So...
Yeah.
Okay, and then local, L-O-C-A-L, and then splash.
Local splash.
Splash like water, yeah, S-P-L-A-S-H, and then .com.
Okay, I sent it.
All right, let's see if you got it.
There's a shadow on the picture that...
You could always send it in again later, but I just want to make sure we got... Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure that we got it, you know? That's the most important thing, because we have these meetings all the time, and our CEO's like, if they can't do these things, do not sign them up. You know, it's kind of like that, like, because we're going to run into hurdles, and it's like,
yeah.
that negatively affects the performance, and he's like, I'd rather not even get money from people if we're not 100% positive that they're going to be able to do the things that we need in order to make it work for them, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a guilty feeling, you know, of like, actually, here, let's just give you that back, and then we wasted each other's time. So it's just a headache. I got it. Yes. So thank you for that. That'll make them feel a lot better too. You know, and I don't have to get lip on it. Yeah. I told them the other day, I go, what do you want me to do? Start asking people's age? Like, oh, you're 60? Nope, too bad. You can't do this anymore. I'm like, you can't do that to people, you know? You should just cut them off. We just got to be patient, you know?
No, I feel bad for a lot of people our age because now that we're going through so many changes in the economy and stuff, especially with crypto and everything.
Yes,
not
I know.
Not everyone knows how to handle...
I know.
You know, stuff
I was
like
thinking
that
too. I'm like, how are they going to roll that out? Like, everybody's not Elon Musk. Even people Elon Musk's age is like, for them, it's foreign, the stuff that he talks about. You know, it's like, I can't believe
it. You gotta go back and
learn
and stay with the program, because if not, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, we definitely got to keep up with the times, you know, and that worries me because my son's 4 years old and I'm going, oh man, you know, I'm 32. So I can't imagine what things are going to be like. I was born, I think my parents had a pager. We didn't even have a phone in the house.
Yeah, we had a pager. I had a pager.
Yeah, and they had like one landline in the house. Now then they rolled out with cell phones, you know. I was born before they rolled out cell phones, you know.
Back in the days when we had, when the first cell phones came out, they looked humongous.
Yeah, they're big old bricks. Now everybody's got a cell phone and it's got the internet on it. It's like, it's crazy, I know. It's
incredible.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. There's definitely pros and cons to it, though. Sometimes too much information too early could be overwhelming, too. So, yeah. But I got you guys set here. So the last thing I got to do here just to secure the spot is we're going to do the first month's payment. And then when I process the payment, it's going to start sending you, like, the login for your app. It'll send you the tracking number. They'll send over the receipt and everything in writing. So... how did you guys want to secure the first month's payment, Anna, of the $299?
Yes, on a Visa card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name or Art's name?
Under my name.
Okay, so it just says Anna Ramos?
It says Anna Gonzalez. Anna M, my maiden name, Gonzalez.
You got to fix that. My wife does that, too. All her stuff still says Salinas Rodriguez, hyphenated, and I tell her, isn't it so much easier to just put Hill? And it just put Hill on it? And she goes, yeah, but it was already like that, and I never changed it. Eh. You bug me all the time to get married, and then you don't change the last name.
No, it's just a matter of taking the time to do it.
Yeah. Well, you took the time to attend the wedding, did you?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I got it. And then is the business name on the card as well or no?
No, the business name is not on the card.
Okay, I'll put the business name on the invoice, though, because you guys can actually write this off as a business expense. So they'll reimburse you at the end of the year for your Google advertising.
Oh, good.
Yep, yeah, it's one of the hidden gems of it all. It ends up paying for itself, not just with the customers, but it's a write-off for the business. And then, is the billing address the same as the street address they're going to Google verify?
No, the address for this bank card is here in Miami. I'm in Miami right now. I came to visit my mom, who is very elderly and is on hospice. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just on a personal note, I don't want to get super personal with you, but yesterday was my mom's 61st birthday, and she passed away at 46.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was a teenager when she passed away. I was barely getting out of high school, 17 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but we all got together. It was cool. I saw my sisters and everything last night, my older brother, and, you know, we kind of celebrated even though she's not here.
Absolutely. Oh, she watches you.
Oh, yeah. There's, I mean, that's the only way to explain how blessed I am, you know? I tell people, It's either Jesus Christ or my mother, one or the other.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
She prayed for you, so.
100%. Yeah, I can feel that, too. That's what we were all talking about. Like, what are the odds that she had all four kids like this? You know, like, if she was alive and got to see us all, I know she'd be super proud. But we also feel like it's she's working magic on the other side. It's the only way. Can't hit four home runs.
Oh, yeah. I believe there's a portal where all our family can watch special occasions and celebrate with us. I really believe that.
My sister has three kids, and her oldest daughter is my mom's twin. It's crazy. We see these pictures from when my mom was little.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh, I see what you did there. And then my son looks like her dad, my mom's dad. It looks like my grandpa. So it's like, I'm like, how does that happen? It just went straight through, you know, three generations, and it was like he was reincarnated as my kid. And that was like my best friend.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's very weird. So I don't know. I agree. There probably is something going on, but I won't figure it out until I get to the other side.
Yeah.
All right. For this Miami address, what's the exact Miami address? I'm sorry.
137.
Uh-huh.
68. Southwest.
Southwest.
149 Circle Lane.
49 Circle Lane. Okay.
Apartment 2.
Apartment 2.
Miami, Florida.
Miami.
33186.
33186. Okay. One of my friends is a pilot, and he lives out in Miami, and he says, you can't find love in Miami. He swears. He's like, I need to go back. He's from Egypt originally. He's like, I got to go back to Egypt to find a wife. I'm like, okay. All right. And then I have the billing address. So I confirm that on Google, too. That way it doesn't decline your payment. And then in terms of securing the first month payment, you said this was going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Which one?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. Sorry, I wasn't hearing that clearly. Okay. So according to my system, it should start with a 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4031. 4201. 1860.
6495. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
December of 27.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back?
607.
607. Okay, and is Art still with us?
Yeah.
Hey, Art. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just going to outline the service agreement, and it's added protection for you and Anna. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything you guys don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me, okay? I want to make sure we're all on the same page before I run this payment with you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so it says, welcome to our voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
R&R Construction.
Thank you. And can you state both of your names and titles within the company?
Art Ramos, owner.
And Anna Gonzalez, but I don't have a title.
You have a title. You have a title. You're wife. You're co-owner. You're the boss. We just can't tell you that. We're just not supposed to tell you that, but you're the boss, isn't it? I don't have a title. Yeah, okay. All right. And then it says, are you guys authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
What's the question?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes we sign up like the manager, or like they have a department in the company where they're like, I handle the marketing. And so they put that in there. So we have to make sure that they're actually allowed to get the placement for the company.
Okay.
Okay. And it says to get results as fast as possible. As I mentioned earlier, it's important that you guys are actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Okay. They say reasonable is 24 to 48 hours, but you're going to have the best results when you answer those live calls as they come in. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you guys try the services for 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service, okay? You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 15, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included a custom website design for your business at no extra cost. And I've also waived the setup fees that are affiliated with our service. So when the term is completed, this agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says here in the fine print, at any time you could terminate this agreement or discontinue or cancel, however you want to word it. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please contact us before the next bill is due or before the 15th day of the month. So that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to process this payment. Now, I have Anna, your name's on the card, and I have
It's Anna, and it's A-N-A, initial M as in Mary, Gonzalez.
Oh, my God. I've been saying your name wrong the whole time, and now you speak up.
Why, you've been putting it double N?
Yes, I have. I've been saying Anna the whole time instead of Anna.
It's all right.
No, it's not. can't call you out a name. That's not right. All right. And we're sending everything in writing, too, the receipts, and you got to sign off on it. So it's important the name matches up. That's what I was going to say is that this when I process your payment, it's going to start texting you because your name's on it. So you're going to get all the paperwork and everything right now instead of Art.
Okay.
Okay. But it's also going to go to his email that I have on file. So he'll have it in his email. You're going to have it in text messages.
All right.
Okay.
It's coming. Okay. You can send it out to her.
So
he's
funny.
Like, just let me know when the work's ready. let me know when the food's done. Let me know when the food's done.
That's the way it goes.
I mean, I'm prehistoric to this stuff.
I hear you. But it's good to have transparency, you know? Like, even if you're prehistoric to it, you know, it's on us to be patient with you and make sure you can see the things, especially when you want the transparency. Like, hey, what are we paying you guys for? Okay, let's get into this app. Let us show you like this. Or why haven't I gotten a call? Well, there is calls, but you got to call these guys back, you know? So those are all things that are important. You know, we're going to have to bring you into 2025 here, Art, slowly.
Yeah.
We'll help you, though. We got off rooms full of young nerds that'll be able to help you out. the problem with them is making sure they're more patient, you know, but that's what I'm here for too. It's like, hey, take care of people. Customer's always right. All right. Are you getting any text messages there, Anna?
Yeah, I just got something that says local splash.
Yep, that's it. That'll be a full outline of the agreement there in writing. So it should have your subscription terms within the link. Local Splash is the company, that's us, that's going to be hosting your advertisements for you. So we're a premier Google partner. We're as close to working with Google directly as you can get. But you'll see local splash on a lot of those. That's the hosting company for your listing. So we're actually the people who are building and creating all of these things for you. Hosting it. We're acting as the customer service because Google doesn't answer their phone calls. That's what they have us
for. Do you guys have an office in Miami?
We do not, no. Mm-mm. Nope. We have offices all over California. And we're California-based. Yeah. I used to go to Miami a lot, but my wife, now that I'm a married man since 2022, she's been pretty adamant about me not going there. And she's Latina, so she thinks that everything there is bad. She's like, I know why you're going to Miami. I'm like, oh, I swear, I'm not going to get another wife. Yeah, okay, you stay here by the house. Tell your friend to come.
Yeah, no.
Tell your friend to come here if he's a pilot. You know.
Yeah, no, yeah. She's a wise woman.
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to go over there anymore. I said, you can come with me. She said, no.
And you might know or might not, but is it enough to keep somebody busy here in our part of Alabama?
Yeah. So you actually, this listing can cover up to a 50-mile radius. So we're not just going to be able to pull people from your backyard. You know, we'll have some reach. Unless you tell us that you're not willing to go that far or take those people, then... You know, we'll set it up to run to the max.
This is fine.
Yeah, because you're kind of in an area though where it's like, I mean, you know, the next neighboring city, you got to drive up a ways, you know, so you want to cover more ground from a digital footprint standpoint. But in the last 30 days within the 50 miles, it's telling me that they had 1,812 searches. So. For painting. That's just for painting. So interior, exterior, I didn't put that. I just put painting. So I'm not saying that you're going to get that many calls or anything like that, but, you know, that's that many people that could have saw you, though, show up in their search results that didn't see you last month. So.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's fine. And we're pretty big on decks, porches,
right. So that's why I set that appointment for tomorrow, right? Because, I mean, we're pretty much done here as far as, like, setting up your account. I'm just talking to you guys. But tomorrow I have your client interview scheduled between 9 and 10. And so I'm going to notate the account that you do decks and do other things. But in that client interview, they're going to want to get specifically what you want to be listed for. Okay, that's where we're going to, like, lock in the 15 services that you're going to want to be promoted on Google, Facebook, Bing, you know, all the directories for. And then they'll also lock in the area with you, too. So that's why I was like, okay, let's have you and Anna, because if you're the boots on the ground and you're the one that's actually dealing with these people, I don't want to go through a call and it's like, yeah, we do everything painting. And then you're going, no, I don't do that kind of painting, or I don't do this, you know. I don't want commercial. I just want residential. So it's good to have you guys there so we can fine-tune it and make sure the customers you're getting are real opportunities and not wasting your time or their time.
Absolutely.
So we got a science to this, right? We're lining you up with the right people. We've been doing it for 21 years, so it's just going to be a step-by-step process. As of right now, just to keep things simple for you, you can continue to send over photos or logo if you like. That always helps. But mainly in your text messages, there's an outline of the agreement. Want to make sure that you guys sign off on the agreement. It's really important. It's your subscription terms. Okay. It's also in Art's email as well.
So there's a document there that we have to sign?
Yes. Yeah, it's a digital document. So it's in your text messages, Anna. I gotta correct myself from saying Anna. So I gotta fix that. Sorry. But Anna, if you go in there, you'll see a link from one of the texts, and it says, you hung up on me? Freaking Art.